I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 23rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says next year's city budget will be rising substantially to cover the payments on the $475 million bond that the city approved to pay off its pension obligations. Koch says that although the cost is significant, it will still be lower than if the city had not paid off the pension obligations. The current year's city budget of $424 million was up 4.5% over 2024, or about $18 million. Koch said he did not have the final figure for the new budget. However, he will be presenting it to the city council on May 5th. Congressman Stephen Lynch will host a Fight for the Working Class rally this Saturday in Quincy Center. The rally is scheduled for Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. on the Hancock Adams Common. Lynch says the rally will show support for veterans, federal workers, hospitals and health centers, Social Security, labor rights, pensions, legal protections, and privacy rights. Participants are encouraged to bring their own signs. Community Development Week events continue in Quincy today with a senior luncheon at 11:30 at the Housenet Community Center on C Street. National Park Week events also continue in Quincy today with a program at the Adams National Park Visitor Center in Quincy Center called Getting Dressed in the 1700s. You'll learn about the clothing that people wore in the era of the American Revolution, including the Adams family. Participants can design their own colonial pocket and take home a tricorn hat. The event runs today from noon to 3 p.m. You can register at nps.gov/Adam. April is Autism Acceptance Month, and this year, the MBTA is taking part in the Autism Transit Project for the very first time. As a part of the project, local children and young adults with autism will record 37 different public service announcements that will play over the train's speakers all month long. The child behind one of those new voices, 12-year-old Lila McNitt, recorded the announcements that will play every hour throughout the MBTA transit system. The announcements will include tips on how to safely board trains and remember to be kind while riding the T. McNitt says she practiced a lot and even at school, which all paid off when she got to hear her very own recording inside the Park Street station yesterday. The T said the goal of the announcements is to raise awareness about autism and provide a platform for children to showcase their talents and make a positive impact on public transportation. The T will hold a reception later this week to thank everyone for participating in that program. The police chief in the town of Canton, Helena Rafferty, announced that she will retire when her contract expires on June 30th. Rafferty, the first female police chief in Canton's history, notified the town's select board of her intentions last night. Rafferty joined the Canton Police in 1989, becoming the second female officer in the department's history. She has served as the chief since June of 2022. In the weeks ahead, the town will appoint an interim police chief to ensure a smooth transition. They'll then engage a professional consulting firm to assist in finding the next chief. Rafferty's tenure partially aligned with the murder trials of Karen Reed, who's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her vehicle outside of a Canton home during a snowstorm in January of 2022 following a night of drinking. The Canton Police Department was audited over its handling of the investigation into O'Keefe's death. Results of the audit did not find any evidence of corruption, tampering, or conspiracy, despite some criticism of the Canton Police Department's crime scene protocol. Pedro Martinez, the outgoing head of Chicago Public Schools, has been tapped to serve as commissioner of the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, which has spent more than a year without a permanent leader. Martinez, who has served as the chief executive officer of Chicago schools since 2021, was described as a candidate with varied experience with large, complex organizations and school districts in a meeting yesterday where board members deliberated between three final candidates. In addition to leading Chicago schools, Martinez previously served as a superintendent in Nevada and San Antonio, and a chief financial officer in Chicago. Martinez was fired from Chicago Public Schools without cause last year after disagreements with the Chicago Teachers Union and city leadership over pension contributions and other funding amid union contract negotiations. His contract allowed him to serve through the end of the school year. Martinez was selected with a vote over Jack Elzey, founder and CEO of the Michigan Educator and Workforce Initiative, and Lily Lau, who formerly served the Texas Education Agency as a deputy commissioner. Two members of the board supported Lau. The rest voted for Martinez. Secretary of Education Pat Tutwiler, who's currently serving as interim commissioner, stepped in after DESE's previous leader took a new position. Former acting commissioner Russell Johnston was selected in February to be a superintendent of a school district in Pennsylvania. The board has been without permanent leadership for more than a year after Jeffrey Riley resigned in March of last year. Anti-Semitic incidents in the United States and New England continue to be reported at historic highs, with a notable increase in incidents on college campuses, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Nationally, the ADL found over 9,300 reported incidents in 2024. That's up from over 8,800 in 2023. The group said it reflects elevated anti-Semitism that's been seen since the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th of 2023, which set off the war in Gaza. There were 638 incidents of assault, harassment, or vandalism reported in the New England region, which covers Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. That is up from 623 incidents in 2023 and a 213% increase since 2022. Massachusetts saw 6.14 incidents per 100,000 residents last year, the fourth highest in the country. The report states that incidents at colleges and universities are up more than any other type of location, and points to actions taken at anti-Israel protests as a source of concern. Massachusetts ranks third nationally for incidents reported on college campuses, with 107 reports, 89% of which were related to Israel. Reports of anti-Semitism at local universities and others across the country have captured the focus of the Trump administration, with the Department of Education launching an investigation at more than 60 schools. The action has set off a public clash with Harvard University, which has pushed back on the federal government's demands to make changes to policy and is now suing over the freezing of billions in federal funding. Check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow rose over 1,000 points. The NASDAQ was up 429. The S&P added 129. Global stocks also rose, with markets showing relief after President Trump indicated he won't dismiss the head of the U.S. Federal Reserve. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $64 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Mariners 8-3. They're back at it at Fenway tonight at 6:45. And the Celtics hosting Orlando for Game 2 of the NBA playoffs tonight at 7. National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny and a high of 71 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 73. Friday, partly sunny, high 75. Rain on Saturday at a high 67. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, become southwest later today and a high tide, 7:54 a.m. Sunrise, 5:50 sets at 7:34. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day in Quincy this week due to the Patriots Day holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 23rd.